Pollinator populations are in unsustainable decline all over the world. Pollination refers to the act of moving pollen from one flower to another of the same species. Common pollinators, such as bumblebees and butterflies, are essential to maintaining healthy ecosystems and sustaining successful flowering plant reproductive cycles. In bees alone, beekeepers in the US and Europe have been reporting annual hive losses of 30% or higher for the past decade. In the face of severe environmental, economic, and ethical consequences, new initiatives are underway in Atlanta to combat the issue. Emily Lee reports on local pollinator population decline in Atlanta for Emory News Now.
The nearby buzz of a bumblebee might scare the average citizen in Atlanta. To local conservationists, it's music to the ears. Many, like U.S. Forest Service Endangered Species Specialist Dennis Kruzak, fear the repercussions of the current decline in pollinator populations. As co-founder of the Greater Atlanta Pollinator Partnership, he claims dropping populations carry serious consequences for food production.
Every third bite of food we eat is a result of some type of animal pollination. The grains are all wind pollinated, so you can have all the pasta you want. But if you've got pasta, there's not going to be any tomato sauce. There's not going to be any garlic. There's not going to be any basil or oregano, no spices. You're going to have boiled pasta.
Professor Jennifer Levy at the Georgia Institute of Technology agrees pollinators are crucial for food security. Further, she believes pollinators are becoming increasingly relevant from sustainability and urban planning perspectives. In 2013, she helped coordinate Georgia Tech's Urban Honeybee Project, which focuses on the impact of urbanization on honeybees.
As people live in more and more concentrated areas and also try to grow food in those areas, it's really important that pollinators be very efficient in their work.
Conservation experts seem to agree on the importance of pollinators for their varied services. What's less clear is what exactly is causing these drastic declines in populations. Kruzak believes the main culprit in Atlanta is habitat loss.
During the housing boom in the 1990s and early 2000s, we were losing about 55 acres of green space a day and gaining about 20 acres of impervious surface, parking lots, rooftops, roads. So over 20 years, we lost almost 400,000 acres of green space.
Emily Dobbs, research specialist and lab manager of Emory's bee-focused Brosi Labs, agrees that habitat loss is a major driver. However, she says disease, pesticide use, and other factors are probably involved.
Probably it's like a combination of a bunch of things that maybe on their own would not have a very significant effect, but because they're all occurring at the exact same time, we're seeing major consequences in pollinator populations.
Conservation initiatives and pollinator habitats are now sprouting up in Atlanta to counter the declines. Kruzak, with the Greater Atlanta Pollinator Partnership, helps restore pollinator habitat by educating citizens on growing pollinator-friendly gardens. The project's mission reflects a shift in conservation efforts towards citizen involvement.
You need to get to the individual homeowner. That's where the garden is going to be. And it doesn't matter whether you own a house in a yard or if you're in a condo with a balcony on a 10th floor. If you plant the right plants, you can attract pollinators.
In a collaborative effort, Atlanta conservationists, researchers, officials, and citizens are working to ensure the sustainable health of local pollinators. These groups are restoring pollinator habitats, pursuing research, and spreading the buzz about pollinators to help save these critical species.